Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Pod Z CCG. This is Brandon.
This is Brad.
And this is Jordan.
You can't say anything.
Come on.
Get out of here. You just have to speak up.
Oh, okay.
So we have Jordan here, my nephew, Brad's son, who recently got top four in the win a World Sphere tournament in Vacaville, California, which I'm sure we'll go over later.
Yeah.
So what we've got coming to you guys is a top five list of the top five cards in set four evolution. We've got a little roast. We've got a new segment we're doing. It's pretty much like a roast of semi-famous slash famous DBZ players, well-known players in the community. So we've got that coming up. And also we have, what else do we have?
We're going to talk about the ARG event. We're going to talk about what?
What ARG event?
I mean, not the ARG event. We've got the World Sphere event coming up. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about some set five stuff, maybe.
We'll see if we could fit it in there.
Preview an orange card, maybe.
Yeah, right. Don't even tease that anymore. Preview an orange card for set five.
Yep. Exclusive from Panini.
All right, so let's get this started with what our featured roast.
Yeah, we'll start with that. So this week we're looking at star player Matthew Lowe. He's king of the hero ally deck. Never goes villain, right?
Never.
King of the slow play or the long play.
Yeah.
Unintentionally, perhaps. And king of the low roll.
Was that some kind of sushi roll?
No, it's, you know how people do high roll for to see who gets to go first? He does the low roll. So if you get a lower roll, you get to choose to go first.
Oh, that's why. When I think I played against him?
Yeah, you've played against him a couple times.
Have I?
Yeah, I thought so. I did.
Oh, that's right. We were going to play. And I said, I grabbed two dice and said high roll. And he said, oh, man. So I was like, what? He wants to do low roll or something? But that makes sense now. I didn't know he always wanted to do low roll.
Matthew Low Roll.
Okay.
He's been playing since Scorzy. He's really smart and he knows a lot about the game. He actually wrote for, I think he had an article in a few of the Scries.
Or Beckett.
Beckett.
Wait, Beckett?
No, there is one in a Scry, I thought. Uh-huh. That featured Dragon Ball, and I remember the article. It was about hand advantage and how that's always works with Goku and Saiyan. Hmm. He also wrote for Pojo, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
And now he's a teacher.
Oh, is he?
A very smart teacher.
Which grade does he teach?
I think 6th and 7th. I think that's what he said, if I remember right.
Is it just one subject?
I have no idea.
Do you know Jordan?
It's math.
He teaches math.
I knew he would know because Jordan's a social butterfly of the group.
Yeah.
Whenever we go to tournaments, Brad and I let to sit in our corner and he's off gallivanting, talking to everyone.
Hey, Junior needs some mule kicks. You got some of those? Or was it Robert Moon? Robert Moon needs some mule kicks. Can we give some to him?
I think it was Purple Shirt.
Yeah.
Was it Purple Shirt? It was someone.
Yeah, and he wanted to trade you for, like, he had some commons and uncommons. Like, I'll give you this stack.
Yeah, but we're getting off subject. Back to Matthew Lowe. Really cool guy to play against. You could see him now in the Northern California regionals and huge events like Sphere tournaments with his sidekick, Oscar.
What makes Oscar his sidekick? Why is he the sidekick?
Well, because we knew Matthew Lowe first.
Oh.
That's the only reason why. Matthew Lowe could be the sidekick, though I highly doubt it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Oscar's a sidekick. Oscar's his friend who plays. He's a smart player as well. They're both very good.
Dude, that match you had against him at the, what was it, the Winnisphere? No, it was the box tournament. I don't know what was wrong with you, but I saw he was playing Namekian Piccolo. You were playing Blue Ginyu. And he had out, like, five balls, and you blew Betrayal, You don't have Nappa out. You blew Betrayal. He's visiting the past.
Yeah.
He had out two ball searchers. He had out the Namekian, what is it, patience or whatever that is, that lets you grab a ball that's equal to your level or lower. And he had dragon whatever.
Still going on about that, huh?
Oh, man. I wanted to hit you so hard when you're like, I'll blue betrayal, you're visiting the past.
I didn't want him to recur his time.
You obviously wanted him to pull all those balls out then. Oh.
But anyway, Matthew Lowe, all of his games almost go to time unless he's playing an anger deck. And that's just because he's thinking, planning every move, which I could respect. I don't care if our match goes to time. Matthew Lowe this week.
Have I brought up the time when I went to his birthday party?
No, you haven't.
When Boo Saga came out in Scorzi, he held a tournament at his house. He lived in Benicia or Martinez, somewhere in the East Bay, San Ramos, I can't remember. But Majin Mulder and I went up there. I brought my Namekian Dragon's Victory deck, and he brought some ball deck. And at this point in time, Piccolo the Trained was errated to, when entering combat, gain 2 anger. Personality powers cannot be used for the remainder of combat.
And Matthew Lowe did a Dragon Ball tournament for his birthday.
Yes.
It was a win-a-box?
Win-a-box. Win-a-box of limited Boo Saga.
Yeah.
So, I went up there and just beat the tournament with my Dragon's Victory deck. I won the box and had some cake. And it was fun.
And let's talk about his Cosmic Backlash victory.
Oh.
Against Passam.
Passam is a guy who used to play Scorzi with us. We talked about him somewhat in the earlier episodes in our Majin Mulder antics. But he went up there with us. I forgot he went too. You went too, didn't you?
No, I didn't go. Oh, I couldn't go. That's when my children were young and I was more tired at home.
So he goes up there. He's running probably some black deck. And he's just beating Matthew's face in, like, really bad. Like, beating him hecka bad. And then he confidently discards his last card and says, final physical attack.
Smugly.
Yeah, very smug. And Matthew Lowe's like, are you serious? And Sam's like, yup. So Matthew Lowe takes a damage and then Cosmic Backlashes Sam. Cosmic Backlash with a card, if you don't know. Physical attack. Your opponent draws 5 cards. If successful, you win the game.
Yeah. And a final physical makes it so you cannot attack or block or use any other actions for the remainder of combat.
So the look on Passam's face was heck of funny.
Yeah.
When he realized that he could not do anything to stop that attack.
Yeah. So now we're going to move on to our top 5.
Sure.
Now, this top 5 is the top 5 cards for Evolution.
Yes.
And though Brandon and mine's list may be very similar, I just told Brandon to create a top 5 and we just talk about it.
Okay, so top 5 cards. First, I want to give a shout out, or Brad wanted to give a shout out to Saiyan Smack.
I don't want to give a shout out to that. That card sucks.
You told me to put it on the list. And I was like, no, that's an honorable mention.
I didn't tell you to put it on the list. That card has a really good combo. It got me a couple weeks ago. I was playing against JJ.
A local player.
He was playing Saiyan Turles. And he decided to get out Hidden Power Drill, Saiyan Smack. He decided to get out Hidden Power Drill. He had out 2 Saiyan Menaces. And I was playing Blue Ginyu with all my allies out, all 6 of them. So it was late game, which it shouldn't have gone late game. That was my fault. I used a betrayal on one of his menaces because I didn't want to mill an insanely amount of cards.
And you didn't want to banish your allies.
Yeah.
Because Hidden Power Drill, if any of your allies go to 0, they are banished.
So he plays Saiyan Menace. So all my allies, all my personalities lose 3 sages. And then he plays Saiyan Smack.
Saiyan Smack reads, Physical attack, all allies in play lose 2 stages. Damage, AT plus 1. Hit, all your opponent's personalities lose 4 stages.
So there went all my allies in 2 actions. I couldn't believe it. They're all banished.
Did you end up winning in that game?
Nope. Ah. It came down to like 2
loser.
2 life cards.
Loser. So number 5 on the list is Namekian Deflection. If Namekian wasn't good enough, they just had to make it better at Namekian Deflection. Stop an energy attack. Your successful attacks that deal 3 or more life cards of damage are considered to deal critical damage this combat. Great way to get rid of allies, because Namekian has a tough time with that. Capture your balls back, no problem. It's insane what a difference 3 and 5 life cards is when taking critical damage. I had a pretty rough combat with this card. I mean, Piccolo level 1, 3 state, 3 life. Namekian, whatever that stupid card is, Onslaught, 4 life, and you can use it twice if you have 2 balls out. So I got crit pretty bad with this card. Anything to say about Namekian Deflection?
It's a pretty cool card. I didn't even know it existed.
That's how Kelly beat me last night in Art and Octagon.
Oh.
He crit off Wall Breaker.
Yeah, that's another good reason.
Animal? Is that a raccoon?
Number 4 on my list, because I'm still salty about it, Trunks Defiant. Trunks level 3. His power reads, place a card from your hand on top or bottom of your life deck to choose an attack card from your discard pile and place it into your hand. Your opponent skips his next action this combat. Guess what was pulled with this card against me multiple times?
I don't know.
Black Chin Kick.
Oh, screw that card.
In the Winosphere tournament, I played against Dustin.
On stream.
Yeah, on stream. Whatever. I'm 0 for 2.
Loser.
I'm 0 for 2 on my stream matches. I played against Dustin, who's the, you know, the leader over at California Comedy House. He does his own podcast with Sean Pastoki, and Sean's an old player too. Not old like elderly, old like an old Z player. But I was playing against him, and a jerk just put in Tug of Wars just for my deck. I know it. And then he got to Trunks level 3 and just pulled out chin kicks left and right. I was doing pretty good against him, holding my own, but as soon as that happened, I knew it was downhill from there.
Time to put Wall Breaker back in.
Oh, yeah. Number 3, Sinister Choke.
Oh, that's pretty low on the list.
Yeah, it's a late game card, I feel.
Yeah, it is late game.
Well, I guess mid to late. I would say more late than mid, but... Physical attack, damage from this attack cannot be prevented, this attack cannot be stopped, and its damage is banished if your opponent controls a total of 7 or more of the following card types. Personality, drill, setup, and Dragon Balls. 5 life cards is the damage, banish after use.
So I got a question about this on a local event from Monsterville.
Which Monsterville? Our Monsterville?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said... Well, that doesn't make any sense, because if your opponent has 7 Dragon Balls out, don't they already win the game?
He did not say that.
He did.
Oh.
So I had to explain it's the culmination of all of them.
Okay.
I have a passionate hate for that card.
Why?
Because it's the reason I lost my only 2 matches is because of that card.
Did Buck use it against you?
Yeah.
Well, Buck...
He killed you a disc.
Yeah, but he used that more than...
We'll talk about Buck, but Buck seriously said he came to the tournament prepared for Orange 20.
Oh, okay.
So, that wasn't surprising. So, Sinister's Choke, number 3. Probably the best rare in set 4.
You guys want to guess what number 2 is?
Optic Blast.
Let's say I think it might be the Enhanced Reflexes.
Oh, and just to let you guys know, I did not put any Masteries on here on purpose. No, you guys are both wrong. It's a named card.
Android 20's Domination.
Speak up.
Android 20's Domination.
Nope.
Scouting Drill.
Nope. Android 17's backlash. Out of nowhere.
Seriously, that is out of nowhere.
I really do like this card. Of course, if I'm playing 17, I'm putting 3 of in this deck. It's just so versatile, especially in the red Ruthless. It's insane. Black, it's okay too, but Ruthless is where it shines. You could backbash, they skip, use your mastery to perform backbash again. That takes them down to 0 if they can't stop it. And then you know what you could do? Just end combat after those 2 backbashes.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why?
Why what?
Why do you end combat?
If you have a bad hand or something.
How do you get to end combat?
With, like, that one red card that ends combat or blinding energy move.
Oh, okay. So it's you need to be set up.
Yeah.
Red Sacrifice. That's the card. And then you banish a drill.
Red Sacrifice is not the... Red Retreat is red what retreat. Ends combat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Red Sacrifice is where you discard to gain 2 energy.
Yeah, and then you banish a drill to end combat. That's pretty good.
Number 1 on the list, you guys want to guess?
I don't know.
Enhanced Reflexes.
Android 20, level 3. The, what do they call it? The card that is, hold on, what is it called? The non-interactive card. You don't need anything to win with this card. If your opponent has Lookout Drill, that kind of sucks, but power used when entering combat, search your life deck, discard Powell or Banish Stone for a non-style drill and play it. Your opponent destroys top X cards of his life deck. X equals the number of non-style drills in play.
That's like free win right there.
Yeah, I lost twice to this card at the ARG event. One black version, one orange version. So that's our top 5. Go ahead and post on our page or on dbztoptier.com under our little general discussion that we have going what you feel are the top cards. It'd be fun to see what you guys think. We are on Facebook at PodZCCG. We are on YouTube, also at PodZCCG. Do we have all episodes up there?
Nope.
How many are missing?
I think like 4.
Okay. We'll work on that. You guys want to talk about any other cards from set 4?
Blue Wash.
Oh. You know what? I was thinking about putting that on my deck for the... Blue Wash is an event card. It puts all allies in play back into each other's deck, and then you get to play into their hand, and then you get to play an ally from your deck. It's good if you're not playing an ally deck. Like, if I was going to put it in there until I read all allies and not your opponent's allies.
That'd be good against Matthew Lowe anyway, though.
It's Goku Kami Ball.
Yeah.
That's why it's good. And if you can just get one combat set up with Goku Kami Ball, you win.
Yep. Alright, so what do you want to talk about now?
Let's talk about the World Sphere event.
Okay. What about it?
First we could talk about our runs and then Jordan's run. My run, I played Blue Protective Ginyu, which I had a lot better success with. I ended up going 4-2, missing the top cut by 3 places, but I'm not salty about that. I lost to Drew Cunningham, the guy who went undefeated.
Dude, let's talk about that Vacaville curse for a second. Let's really talk about that. In all the major Vacaville tournaments at Forgotten's Paths, like the regional event, this event,
another sphere event.
A sphere event. If you go undefeated in Swiss in Top Cut, you lose your first game.
Yeah.
It's so insane.
So just scoop your last game.
I wouldn't. I'd break that curse because I'm a curse breaker. But it happened to Drew. It happened to, what's his name? I saw him on DBZ Top Tier. Straight Jacket 50, I think. It happened to him with his Black Krillin deck at regionals. And I can't remember who else it happened to.
Some guy from Reading.
Yeah, the sphere tournament.
Was it Ferris Wally?
No.
The guy who was running Red Tien?
No.
He didn't go undefeated?
No.
Oh, okay. Buck. Did it happen to Buck? With no?
No.
No, not with his Namekian deck. All right, so what about your run?
So first round, I ended up playing Sam, and he was playing Black Garlic, and I got chin kicked like 5 times. So that sucked. I lost that one.
How did chin kick you 5 times?
I don't even know.
Does he have 5 in his deck?
Second round, I got the bye. Third round, I ended up playing against Gene's nephew, a blue tag team Ginyu. Mm-hmm. I gave him some pointers after the match, told him he might want to stick to protective. In my opinion, way better if you're not playing allies that banish themselves. Fourth round, I played a Saiyan Godku deck. I didn't know those were still out there.
How'd that go?
I dominated that.
Did he enter every turn?
No.
Oh.
He didn't.
What was he passing on? Like blocks?
I don't know. He did throw down a couple Saiyan Outrages when he passed. But still, he gave me time to power Ginyu back up to four. I didn't know he was going to do that. That always helps.
Pro tip, if Ginyu's at level
don't
two...
Don't give him any pro tips. Okay, what?
I said pro tip, if Ginyu's at level two, or at two stages above zero on level one, you pretty much want to enter that combat, because it really limits the ability to use Ginyu's power. And if you're an energy-based deck, they won't be able to. You won't be able to doing any stage damage to him. So again, you won't be able to use his power, use his allies, and he just stuck with the cards in his hand.
Pretty much, if Ginyu's two above zero and he has no allies out, enter combat.
Yeah.
If anything, just for a free 3 mil on your opponent.
Or even if he has allies out and he's at two above.
And you're running an energy-based deck, because a physical-based deck will just knock you down, and you'll be able to have access to your allies.
Yeah.
Fifth round, that's when I played Drew, and lost to his Black Anger Piccolo deck. It was very close, but he pulled the win by pulling the last of his Dragon Balls. And then sixth round...
He balled out?
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't Anger that beat you.
Well, he angered up with his Ball 3.
Oh.
And then sixth round, I played against you.
Okay. I went against first round. Who was first round?
It was Tim, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Tim, the good player from Vacaville. Yeah, with his Namekian deck. I was able to beat him. He actually...
Did you triple cut?
I have no idea.
I saw you triple cut. Oh. I was like, that's why you won.
Oh, the triple cut wins?
Yep.
Okay. What happened was, how'd you see? Were you at the same table?
I was behind you.
Oh, okay. What happened was, like, mid to late game, Tim fingered his deck, and like five cards went on his leg and on the floor, and he was expecting me to call game loss on him, but I don't roll that way. I just said, I was called King of Vacaville over Matt Ribeiro, sexiest man in Vacaville, and... had him just fix the game state and put him back on top. I mean, he understood if I would have called game loss on him, but with that guy, he's so honorable, I wouldn't call game loss on him. So I did end up winning that one. He was playing Nameki, and I was playing Blue Ginyu Protective. And with Namekian, against Namekian, what I like to do is I got out of the habit of doing this, of pulling Frieza first action with Ginyu. You really do have to pull Frieza first action. He becomes the biggest target if a tug-of-war comes up. It'll banish the tug-of-war if it gets hit. And it just keeps the discard pile low.
Yeah.
So, pro tip number two, take that to heart, Ginyu players. Level or number two, I played against the person who ended up winning the event, Matt Rudd.
Rudd, yeah.
He was playing blue tag team Ginyu, and it's always hard with the mirror. Whoever gets set up first is going to win that.
Whoever has a bigger board presence first.
Yeah. And he ended up doing that. I kept Nappa on board as long as I could, but he just found ways to get him out and then ended up banishing him with a pulverize or a devastating blow. Third round was against... I didn't get the bye. Third round was... Was that Dustin?
No, that was fourth round,
I think. Yeah, third round.
We'll come back to it if you remember it.
Okay. Fourth round was my stream with Dustin, where he beat me by anger. Fifth round was against Matt Malley, Black Garlic. And I'm going to tell you, guess what card won me this game? MVP All-Star of this game.
Headlock.
Close. I did head knock him a bunch of times, but he Black Scout maneuvered me twice that game trying to get rid of my head knocks, but I speared him both times. And that's what won me the game, because my last action was a head knock to win. And if he would have Black Scouted, because he had that level 4 or 3 anger. So I head knocked him and I was able to beat him that way. Then we went to Top Cut. Oh no, Jordan has to go over who he played.
Oh yeah, okay. So first round I played Dustin Collin, and he was playing his Black Perceptive Trunks Anger Beatdown deck. And it was pretty good.
Let's talk about you scaring everyone by saying, in my deck I have a card in there with an exclamation point in it. And everyone thought it was Dig, but what was it?
It was It's Over 9000.
That's hecka funny.
I like that card a lot, because a lot of the decks that you want to level against, except Krillin, are over 9000 in power level. And I don't really hit for stages, so they're always going to be at full. And, yeah. So, first round, I played Dustin. And Dustin... I beat Dustin.
Wasn't it pretty one-sided? You got good draws all the time?
Yeah, when he entered combat, I'd get cards like blocks, and when he didn't enter combat, I'd get drills.
Yeah.
And then I got a wall breaker, then he hit me for 5. I let him hit me for 5 because I had Visage. So then I Visaged him, and then used wall breaker again, so he couldn't level. And then... second round, I played Sam in his Black Garlic deck.
Sam is always super salty when he loses against you.
Yeah.
Because Jordan gets lucky all the time.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. Running 23 drills and not drawing into them.
And you beat Sam, and then who'd you play?
I played Matt Witchman.
Oh, yeah.
On stream.
Yeah. On stream. And this is when all the... the Jordan hate came on. Oh, he's running 3 blinding energy moves.
Who was saying that?
I don't know.
It was the people on stream?
Yeah.
They had Kaba check his deck to make sure he only had 2.
Did you guys watch that match?
No.
You didn't watch it?
No.
I wonder if, like, you used it 3 times.
I watched it, yeah. Because I hit 1 and then rejuvenated it with 20. And then, like, on 2. Because I only got, like, 1 combat with 22. And then I rejuvenated 3, and then it was in my deck again, so I got hit 3 times. That's probably why.
Okay.
But I did misplay at the end of the game. I discarded a non-style drill, but I had quickness drill in my hand too, so that it would have fixed the game state, so I didn't get a game loss.
See, that's why they offered for me to play on stream on 5th round against Drew. And I was like, no, I'm not going to, because first of all, I hate using those big ass dice
that
you have to put on your personality. I like the small dice. And then any little misplay, everybody misplays at least once or twice in a tournament. And if you do it on stream, the hate that you get is just so crazy.
You physical block a physical with your blue mastery.
Yeah, Brandon.
I don't know why I thought that was so right in my head.
And then 4th round, I played Matt Rudd, the winner of the tournament. Against Ginyu, it's pretty easy for me to win because I know how to play it.
Orange Editor 20 should beat Ginyu 90% of the time.
It's just I've probably played 100 games, or probably more than 100 games against Blue Ginyu ever since set 1. So I knew exactly what he was going to do the entire time, because all Blue Ginyu players play the same. Except with Tag Team, you're more aggressive. 5th round, I played Buck. I lost that round, so I went 5-1. It was a close game. I destructioned him for like 13 at one point. But the way the balls hit, he got ball 7 and then drew into what he needed to. I did misplay. I could have kept the orange launcher there and then crit his ball 7 after he played it to possibly win there. But 6th round, I can't remember this dude's name, but he was playing Black Krillin too. I just
He was the guy who bubbled, huh?
Yeah, he was the guy who bubbled. And then I beat him by just getting Hiding Drill out. That's why I'm putting two in my deck for the Black Krillin matchup. And then it was Top Cut, and I had to play Sam. And
oh, yeah, because Sam made Top Cut, too.
Yeah.
He made Top 8.
And he got 7th, and I got 2nd in Swiss. And then we played, and I beat him because of Acquisition Drill. He Black Scouted my Wall Breakers in the very beginning of the game. It was really close, but you just can't beat 20s level 3. So...
And then your top 8 was Buck Lane.
Top 4
yeah. was Buck Lane.
And
Buck's a really good player. He hardly misses any triggers. And if you don't get good draws and don't come with your A game, you're not going to beat Buck. And that's what happened is Buck just got God hands against Jordan, and Jordan couldn't get set up all the way.
Yeah, if you saw Brandon's top 8 or top 4 match at Vacaville... The regional. That's what flashbacks were coming back. All the setups.
Yeah. Against Jarrett McBride.
Yeah.
He just got extremely good hands and got set up. So let's not talk about that. So that's the Winosphere. We ended up getting a ton of cards. Like a whole set one box.
Plus 10.
Yeah. So it was nice.
It's always a good time to go out there with Russ and at Forgotten Path Games. If you guys haven't gone out there recently...
Don't forget about Lance.
Well, Lance is a sidekick.
Lance runs the shop.
Yeah, Forgotten Path is a... I love that place. Going there, it's like... It just does something to you. Like, you feel so good going there. You feel welcome. Matt Malley is an awesome player. Sam, I don't know his last name.
Sam P.
Sam P. is a good, great player, too.
Pastoki, I think, or something.
It's not Pastoki.
Sam, he's got an afro. He's got a cool guy afro, like the guy from Beck, the guitar player from Beck.
Yeah. Sam wants one really bad, my little brother.
Gene is cool. He's an Uber driver.
Yep.
There's, of course, Russ. There's...
Matt Rivera.
Goes without saying.
Yeah. Cobb is a cool guy.
Cobb, yeah, and with his dog, Rumble.
Yeah, that dog... He likes to play fetch, but he likes to get the item, like, when you throw the item, he wants to get it before it gets behind him or he gets disappointed.
Yeah.
So, he likes to play fetch in the store, which is awesome. Robert Moon comes down with his lady friend, who...
Amber?
Oh, shit, I don't know. I think her name's Amber. I hope so. Didn't you message me? You sent me a message.
Maybe.
Yeah, Robert Moon and Amber Dreiling. We met Amber at the last tournament, the Sphere tournament. Robert, we've seen throughout the, you know, sprinklings of tournaments, stopped and whatnot. Matt Witchman and his crew, Jacob Schmidt, and Kelly Cartwright come out. There's purple shirt.
Junior, if you want to talk about anything Dragon Ball related and have epic debates, go talk to Junior.
Yeah.
He's very knowledgeable with his Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
He knows what he wants, and he's persistent. Every time you go to that store, he will remind you about making him a certain playmat until you make it.
Yeah. So, there's a tournament coming up at ARG, in ARG States, February 6th. $30 entry fee.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's worth going just...
But the winner gets the invite.
No.
No?
Nope. What? The winner gets a national invite.
What does the national winner get?
National winner gets invite to the world tournament. The world Panini tournament.
Oh.
They released more information.
Don't you have a national invite?
I do. That's right. Top 16 from the last ARG event.
But it's like, it's all the way in Florida, isn't it? The national?
I don't think they've said where it's going to be yet.
Hopefully it's in Ohio. That's a better spot for
Hopefully it's in California.
Yeah.
It won't be in California.
There's also a, hopefully, a tournament kit tournament. Have you guys seen that? Aaron Pavon posted.
What?
Oh, that guy's, he's cool too. In Concord, an hour and 15 minutes away from here, there's going to be a constructed evolution kit release tournament.
Oh, where you get Orange Teardown and binders.
And the Vegeta 18 mat. So I was like, that seems pretty cool. That might be in 2 weeks. And so, yeah, check out Forgotten Path.
Oh, Mark.
Eric. I called him Eric for the longest time. I don't know why.
Mark Cubano?
Yeah, Mark.
He dressed up as Dr. Briefs at the regional.
And he's a published author.
Yeah.
He is?
Yep. What he's got it? 3 books.
What books?
I have no idea. I just saw the covers.
I'm going to message him today.
Then there's, who else is there? There's the dude who doesn't play all the time, but if I don't see him there, I'm disappointed. His name's like, what's his name? He has a girl name.
Which one?
He's blonde and has glasses.
It's Tristan, I think.
No. He's cool too, but he never plays.
He plays Blue 19. Kaba used to play.
And then there's Trevor Carpenter, who likes to...
Blue 17?
Yeah, he likes to cosplay as a Bug Catcher Joey, or Luffy from One Piece, whichever you prefer. And I think that's all.
Dustin comes up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dustin. He'll linger up there, lumber.
All he has to do is just take 2 steps, and he's there.
Yeah, I don't know why he complains about driving. He just has to take 2 giant steps. And he's maybe it makes him tired.
Maybe.
But yeah, I think that's going to do it for Podsy CCG. I don't think we're going to talk about evolution or, perfection.
Not yet. Not till we get the orange spoiler card.
Oh, yeah. That I'm waiting on via facsimile for that.
I'd be pretty happy for an orange spoiler.
Yeah, I bet you would. Until next time, keep rocking the dragon.